It's good to see you in the Lord's house on this rainy Sunday. We thank the Lord that you are here. In our call to worship today, we are continuing in our series that we have been doing relative to those that God called upon to take a stand. And one of my favorite characters from the Bible, and I know it was our founding pastor's, Daniel. He loved Daniel chapter 1. He used to preach often from that passage. And verse 9 says, "But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs." I can hear now the pundits in seminaries, young guys in seminaries say, come on, Daniel. What's the big deal? Why would you consider yourself eating the king's food, defiling yourself? Well, you have to understand that the food was not offered just as like you were going to Ryan's for a buffet. This meat had been offered to the gods and the idols of the Babylonians. It had been given in worship to them, and then they would take the young eunuchs and princes, and they would devour that and eat that. That was their form of worship. And you have to understand the context there. So it was a big deal. And so he went to the prince of the eunuchs and he said, "Listen, for me to participate in this worship service with you offering this food and partaking of it in worship to your gods is a violation of my conscience. And I want to be exempt from that." And so the Lord says here, "Now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs." God was there taking care of him so that when Daniel took his stand out of conviction, the Lord had already prepared the way where the prince would say, "Sure, Daniel, you go ahead. You worship your God according to conscience. I'll let you do that." You see how good God is? When we have a willing heart to stand for him and to be counted for him, he will pave the way. Now, sometimes it's not an easy way. Was it going to be easy for Daniel? No, it wasn't going to be easy for Daniel. His three friends are going to be called upon to go to the death, so to speak. They're going to be taken to the fiery furnace for taking their stand. But Daniel, early on, now remember, please, he was a very young man. When he was taken into captivity, he was around 15 years of age. And by this time, this young man has developed certain principles, certain understandings that's in his heart, that even though he's 600 miles away from home, serving in a foreign land, taken away from his parents, those characteristics, those principles have gone with him. What's happened today? So few young people have the principles down in their heart. They don't have them down in their heart. So if they're called away, they don't have anything to stand on because it's not here. Our desire at Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School is to put something in these young people, these boys and girls, so that as they grow up and as they leave, there's something down inside, principles of God's Word, that they can face certain situations. Even though they're hundreds of miles away from their parents, away from their church, there's something inside of them, the Word of God, that will cause them to stand. And you know, when we stand for the Lord Jesus Christ, we will find out that God has already gone ahead of us. They used to have an old saying back in the 1800s, "No God west of the Pecos." Anybody ever hear or read about that statement? "No God west of the Pecos." And one of the missionaries that had gone out there, Whitman, Marcus Whitman and his wife, he said, "When we got to California, we found that God had already come. He was ahead of us." No God west of the Pecos. And then when they got there, they realized that God's hand had already undertaken. Oh, how we need to put into our boys and girls principles upon which to stand. And they will be set in good stead, because then they'll find out when they stand for the Lord Jesus Christ that he will have already gone ahead. I love this expression. "Now God had brought Daniel into favor." Daniel just didn't go out and impress people. "Oh, we're really impressed with Daniel." God was at work bringing about favor for his servant Daniel. God was preparing the way. Oh, how you and I need to prepare our hearts so that God can prepare our way, so that we can be found in the right place at the right time to take the right stand, and we will find and know that God has already worked to prepare and make the way straight for us. What a wonderful principle is laid down in the Word of God, and may we take that to heart today.